that mini camp started outside had to come in. Did you all get what you all want to accomplish today?
We sure did. We had a good day in terms of what we want to get accomplished. It was a continuation of our OTAs in terms of our installation. Unfortunately, the weather ran us inside. We've had rain. We were fortunate to get the walk through this morning through the intermittent showers that we had, but this afternoon we were forced to come inside. I thought the guys responded well with the change of venue.
All the guys seemed like they were ready, coming in for this portion of the mini camp.
Yes, and of course we've been going through this process since the 29th or 22nd of April. It's been something that we've worked on, and really the only difference between the OTAs and the mini camp is that we can get an extra practice. It's mandatory participation, but the actual workload is the same when we come out here for our one a day. We had a walkthrough this morning, which is basically in shorts and shoes, no helmets, at a teaching pace. So they were ready to come out and work, and it was great to have everybody that we expected to be here was here.
It didn't seem like he was here today, but what can you tell us about that tight end today?
Well, he's familiar with our offense. He spent time in Jacksonville. Coach Cutter has coached him, so he's going to be a guy that we'll be able to easily indoctrinate into our offense.
Where do you see him fitting in?
He's going to be starting at the bottom and working up on our depth chart. But he's more of a F tight end than a Y tight end. He's a move guy that can play that tight end / fullback position. John,
Mike, do you have any understanding with Matt about, hey, once we take the field, we're not going to talk about contracts or anything going on off the field?
Matt and I have a pretty good understanding that his people are going to talk to our organization, and Matt's focus is on one thing, and that's getting us ready for our opening game this year. Besides that, I don't have much more to say about it. Well, when you draft the guys that we've drafted early, we're anticipating that they're going to play, and I think that we believe that they have the skill set to be successful at the corner position. We're going to give them every opportunity to play, and they're going to be getting their training under fire because they're going to be playing against a group of wide receivers that I think are as good as any. When you start talking about Julio Jones and Roddy White and going against those guys every day. And I found out very quickly that those two young men are very competitive. And when you've got that competitive drive, I think it bodes well for your having success in the NFL.
Coach Tony's not here today, but he was named the PFWA's Good Guy of the Year for how he handled the media crunch last year during his retirement talk. Could you talk a little bit about how he's been so compliant and helpful with the media nationwide?
Well, I think that everything that Tony does first class. When he comes to practice, he's going to make sure that he's going to give it his all. And when we play games, it's the same way. And I think when he deals with you guys, there's nothing that you can say about Tony Gonzalez except that he is first class. I think that's a great way to describe Tony. I know that at one point in time, or at some point in time, he's probably going to be one of you guys as well. I know that he's a guy that has all of the skills to do that job, just like he has all the skills to do the job of playing tight end. He might have to take a pay cut. Oh, I got you. Okay, I like that. Randy, you're buying dinner later tonight?
Are you doing any Skype with him like you did with Trufant or anything like that? Or is he just kind of taking
Tony
it easy?
Tony is taking it. Tony's been doing this for a long time. He's 37 years old. There's no reason for Tony not to, not to be resting and resting his body and getting ready for, the regular season. We want to have our main goal every year is to have our players ready for the first game. And each player takes a little different path to get there, and Tony's is a lot different than these these young players that haven't played a whole lot for us.
Coach, in OTAs, Steven Jackson talked about learning the verbiage of the offense. Can you sense how well he's doing with that, or how much he's soaked in a little bit more of it?
Well, you know, Steven's a pro. He's been doing it a long time, and he's picked it up extremely well. I think when he hears it one more time, he'll have it down completely. There's a lot to it, and it was different than what he was doing in St. Louis in terms of the way that our verbiage is. But he has had very few mental busts in training camp. I can't say enough. He's a pro's pro. My first time I have an opportunity to work with him was at the Pro Bowl a couple years ago, and you saw that right from the very beginning.
Mike, what can he add to your offense? How much can he add?
Well, he can add a lot to our offense. It was 2006 and 2008 that he had a lot of catches. One year he had 90 catches from the backfield, and that will help us immensely. You don't have to change backs. You don't have to have that, quote, change of pace back or that receiving back. He's a guy that can catch the ball coming out of the backfield, does a very good job with the check down, screens, and he's a big guy. And when he gets his shoulders going north and south, he's a tough guy to tackle. And we plan on hopefully getting him in space quite a bit with him catching the ball out of the backfield.